Rhapsody in Blue by Steely Dilly Dan, read by Sam Gabriel, based on the works of Andrew Hussey. For the 7th or maybe 8th time today, you think about how you're lucky you're not claustrophobic. Jane's desk is grand, to be sure, but not exactly spacious underneath, and it's only by the grace of nature that you are petite enough to fit not just under the desk, but also between Jane's legs. Jane's smooth, pale legs, crossed at the ankles, almost allowing you a glimpse up her immaculate pencil skirt. She has been working for hours, too many hours, surely. It's absolutely past her usual time in the office, judging by the darkening windows behind her, and you squirm against the cotton candy-colored ropes, keeping you in position. This does not bring any relief, because all you achieve is jostling the remote control rabbit pressed against your clit in your G-spot. You're fortunate that it's on the lowest setting right now, but you can't help the little whine you make against your ball gag. You have instructions to stay put, as though you could possibly do anything else, which Jane reminds you of when she both tuts quietly and clicks the toy to the next setting, a slow pulse. You jolt and squeak. Now, Roxy, dear. I'm working. You'll just have to wait a little longer, Jane reassures you, sounding almost distracted. Almost, if not for the way she changes the setting on the toy again. A stronger pulse, slightly faster. It's sweet torture. You can feel your cunt dripping onto the rug and shit. You're sweaty and sensitive all over, but it's just not enough for you to get any real relief. It's ages. Until Jane finally pushes her chair back and turns off the rabbit. You throb around the inert toy, and you're not sure if this is any better than being edged. But then Jane starts to roll up her skirt, where she sits in her chair, and suddenly you care about other things. The sight of her lovely, plump thighs and her lacy, electric blue panties makes you clench and moan through the gag. Are you feeling impatient, Roxy? Her voice is severe, and you still so selfish. Here I am. I've worked such a long day, and all you can think about is yourself. I'm not sure you've earned a reward. Maybe I should get myself off and have you watch. Even though you're not sure if Jane can see it, you shake your head side to side, vehemently whimpering desperately. She takes pity on you and reaches down to take off your gag. And your words come out as a sob.
No, please, please, I can be good, Janie, please!
Now that you can see her face, and her cheeks are slightly flushed, the only outward sign that she's affected in any way.
Well, it sounds like you ought to make it up to me. Can you do that, Roxy? Please, I can make up to you. I think you promise.
You babble as you attempt to scoot forward on your knees. Ignoring the rug burn, she stops you with a single raised finger.
If I untie your hands, you will only use them to please me.
Jane commands. And you nod like a bobblehead. She unties just your wrists, and you pull yourself closer to her chair so that you can slide your hands up her thighs slowly. You force yourself to move at an even pace, even as desperate as you are, because Jane has made it clear that this is about her right now. Jane turns the rabbit on again, back to its lowest setting. And you have to grit your teeth against the pleasure as you press kisses to the insides of her thighs.
Very good, Roxy, very good, she murmurs.
And you're almost dizzy from the praise. You press an open-mouthed kiss to the front of her panties, running your tongue over her clit through the lace, and she sighs. Jane rewards you with the second setting on the toy, the slow pulse. You moan against her and squirm as your shaking fingers pluck at the edges of her panties. When you look up at her through your eyelashes, you see her free hand not holding the toy's remote, quietly unbuttoning her blouse. There's only a slight glimpse of her matching electric blue bra that you can catch from this angle, but even just knowing that it's there is enough to make you clench down against the toy again. You need to speed this up. Your fingers carefully pull her panties to the side so that you can finally get your mouth on her clit, and she gasps when you tease her with your tongue. Your other hand comes up to dip your fingers against her cunt, and she's already soaked. No matter how imperious she acts, she's just as desperate as you. Slipping a single finger inside, you flick your tongue down delicately to lap at her entrance, ignoring her clit. Jane shifts slightly in her seat,
When she addresses you a minute later, her voice is already breathless. Such a good girl, Roxy, dear. She manages, canting her hips a little. You feel your own cunt throb at her words. The subtle sound of her opening her blouse all the way makes you glance up again, giving you an incredible view. Jane's gorgeous breasts, barely covered in more electric blue lace, bounce above your head, and you can see her nipples slowly stiffen as she plays with them. You moan again as you finally start to suck gently on her clit. She shudders and clenches around your finger, so you add another and start to curl them gently, seeking out her G-spot even as you squirm around the pulsing toy inside of you. You know you've found it when the tips of your fingers brush against a slightly textured spot inside of Jane that makes her gasp and tremble. Right there. Yes, yes, Roxy. She groans, and fuck, maybe you'll just have to draw this out and edge her later, because right now you just want to see her come undone. Especially when Jane decides to reward you with a higher setting on the rabbit, a faster, stronger pulse. Your thighs are shaking with the effort of keeping you on your knees, and the wetness dripping down from between them is a distracting sensation. You try, and fail, to ignore it. Thrusting your fingers in and out of Jane quickly, making sure to curl them at just the right moment, you focus on rapidly flicking your tongue over her clit. Above you, her chest heaves as she lets out a shuddering motion. She clenches around your fingers and moves her free hands to your hair, twisting her fingers into your bouncy blonde locks, and you yelp when she tightens her grip to force you down. The sharp pinpricks of pain in your scalp send spikes of heat into your gut as you tremble around the pulsing toy, and you can only whimper. When Jane grinds her tongue against your clit as she uses you, your mind is so hazy and thumping with need that you almost forget to continue moving your fingers inside of her. Fortunately, you are not reprimanded for this oversight, so you speed up your rhythm and tongue against her clit hard. Oh! Jane cries out in pure ecstasy when she comes, riding your hand and mashing your face against her as she does. You can feel her pulse and throb around your fingers for ages until finally she slumps down in her chair, breathing hard. Gently, you slide your fingers out of her and she releases you, allowing you to raise your head and flip the hair out of your eyes. She looks down at you, from over the top of where her boobs are nearly bursting from her lacy bra. You did an excellent job, dear. She pants, adjusting her panties to cover herself up again. You pout out of her doing so, so she can roll her skirt back down. Don't you give me that look. Let's see. Do you think you deserve a little reward? She asks you sweetly. You swallow.
Please?
You try, doing your best to look pathetic and pretty and fuckable, which doesn't take a whole lot of effort on your part. The toy is still buzzing away in your cunt, but the part against your clit slipped to the side a little, and you want to move it back, but she hasn't given you permission to. You whine and squirm, all of your sweat making your skin hypersensitive to the ropes around your torso and binding your legs. I suppose you've done well enough to warrant a treat, Jane sighs, and turns off the rabbit. You clench involuntarily. She rolls her chair back and stands up a little wobbly and smooths her skirt down. When she leans down to drag you out from under the desk by the ropes around your chest, you take full advantage of the fact that you're now face level with her divine cleavage to push your nose into it and moan. This earns you a scandalized gasp and a spank from Jane's free hand on the flesh of your ass. You grin into her breasts. You have no manners, Jane scolds, standing upright to regard you, her hands now in her hips. And here I thought I could reward such a good girl. Perhaps I ought to punish you instead. With a gleam in her eye, she turns the rabbit on again and clicks the remote until it reaches the setting with an irregular, alternating pulse. It's strong, but never long enough or fast enough to do anything more than torment you.
Come on, Janie. Please, please, I want you to fuck me, please.
You beg her, but she just tuts. Tapping her finger to her chin, she lets her eyes roam the room before she deigns to answer you. All right, then. On one condition, she says as she reaches over to grab something on her desk.
Anything, please, I should move.
Before you can continue, Jane grabs your face and puts your ball gag back on, patting your cheek once it's in place. That's my condition, she coos, condescending. No more insolence. You whine around the gag, but Jane steps swiftly behind you, and only a moment later, you can feel her hands untying just your legs. Then she's back, standing in front of you and holding the extra rope. Stand up, she commands you, and you carefully rise from your knees, making sure to keep the rabbit that's still pulsing irregularly inside you from jostling too much. Turn around, hands behind your back, she orders again, and you dutifully obey, presenting your wrists to her as they rest at the small of your back. As expected, she ties your wrists together with the rope and anchors them to one of the ropes of your torso harness. Very good. The next thing you know, Jane is shoving you up against the desk and bending you over, pressed against your back. The motion pushes the toy further into you and against your clit, still on that torturous setting, forcing a gasp out from around your gag. You shudder and arch your back. I don't think you need this anymore. Jane purrs into your ear, grasping the rabbit and pulling it slowly out of you. She turns it off and lets it drop to the floor, and you clench around nothing as she cups your cunt with her hand. Since you're all so nice and wet for me, three fingers slide around your entrance, teasing as Jane's other hand forces your legs further apart, you squeak. The hand not currently playing with the delicate, slick and swollen skin of your cunt rubs the side of your ass gently before moving up and around to dip under your abdomen. You jolt when she finds your clit and settles a finger on each side of it. Her voice is sweet and dangerous. All mine, she whispers, before thrusting all three of her fingers into you at once. You shriek and writhe on the desk as she sets a merciless pace in and out, her other hand rubbing furiously at your clit. Before you know it, you're coming, convulsing and sobbing as Jane fucks you through your orgasm without slowing down. It's incredible. Soon enough, you slump over, forehead hitting the desk gently as she pulls her fingers out of you and starts to untie your whole body. She pets your arms and sides, lovingly whispering praise the entire time, until she's forced to haul you upright to finish gathering all of the rope. Then she brings her chair back over and sits down, dragging you into her lap so she can take off the gag. As soon as it's off, you kiss her all over her beautiful face. She studies you with a twinge of worry in her brow. Was that too much? She asks, fussing over the rope marks on your wrists. You laugh and plant a proper kiss on her lips before you pull back and look into her bright blue eyes.
Janie, we are absolutely doing this again. All right, and what you can do, I'm talking to you, the listener, what you can do is you can check out the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition if you like to write Homestuck fanfiction. The music is Baseline in Blue by Sam Gabriel. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like the narrator to record a story or a voiceover or a character, get in touch with her using the contact information on her website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stuff that she's read, and links to, like, her Discord server and stuff. And, like, finally, as always, thanks for listening to Terrible Stuff Get Done to Me. It was really hot.